30 years ago, can you believe it? Yeah, of course you can, because you're old. Just like our special guest, Hannah Banana Barker.
Not as old as you.
Thank you very much. And morning to you too. We also got, oh gosh, it's Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You weren't in last week?
No.
Have you got a note from your parents? Have you or not? Dear Mr. Mac, Josh won't be in today because he's got skivalitis and has to stay home. And you did say out in the green room, this is true, I got up, I tuned in, and I missed the show because it was 1 o'clock.
Lazy bugger.
Oi, steady. Now then, so, have you had a busy week?
Yes.
Good week last week, doing nothing?
Where did you go out?
You had to go out? Where'd you go? Anywhere? No? What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I gone to Southampton.
You went to Southampton?
Yeah.
Do a bit of shopping?
Yeah.
I heard they were on alert.
You're so rude.
I know. Can you just move that way a bit? That's better. I can't see you now because you're behind the microphone.
Oh, stand up, you.
Now, we got a question. What's your question this week, Hannah Banana Barker?
Okay. What was your best moment?
What's my best moment?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey. Best moment? Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's broadcastable. probably. Yeah, I've got to say this because he might be listening today because it's his day off. Probably the birth of my son. That is birth of my son. That was just.
How about you, Josh?
Oh, right, no more then. I can't. Yeah, how about you, Josh?
It's so sweet.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, but you didn't even give it a moment's thought. It was, there's your answer. Oh, okay, Josh, back over to you now. What? Go on, Josh, what about you? What was your best moment ever? Well, that wasn't it, was it? It wasn't just then, was it? Or was it?
I don't know.
You don't know. All right. No ideas whatsoever? What about you, Banana?
A birth of my little baby sister.
No.
Yeah, because I wasn't older sister at the moment.
So how old is your sister? How many years younger than you?
Six years.
So 6 years. So yeah. You'd have been about, well, 6 years.
Yeah.
All right then. So you got a question, gosh, it's Josh.
Who's your pet?
Come on, what? This is a personal one. Go on, what's the question?
Who's your favourite four-piece student?
Oh, it's got to be you, gosh, it's Josh. Because you're more polite than her. That's a horrible question. How am I supposed to choose? I'll just be honest, it's not you two. I'm only joking. Who's your favourite?
Well...
Me, says.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's a stinky question, that is. We'll come back to you and ask another one, all right? Get another one ready. My favourite, what? My favourite four-piece tune?
No,
my question. You're like taking over the show now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, what was the first CD you bought, or in Josh's case, someone gave to you? So we're coming to you first, Banana. The Tommy Kitten?
Yeah.
The album. What was the album called? Do you remember?
No.
You don't remember?
I don't know. The one for... I do remember one song.
Okay, what was on it?
On the,
Tide is high. Do you remember who was in the Atomic Kitten?
No.
No, neither can I. But there was one lady that was, wasn't she with some bloke from Boyzone? Or was it the other one?
I don't know.
Westlife. Westlife. McFadden.
Really?
Yeah, and she went off and she got, well, she was always drunk and on drugs, and then she put on loads and loads of weight. She had all sorts of problems, and now she's back in the band, I believe. What about Hole Again? Do you remember Hole Again?
Yeah.
Atomic Kitten. I'm just looking up albums now. Atomic Kitten. Let's see if we can find them. Because in actual fact, there's a gentleman called Bill Padley. Mm-hmm. He used to do a radio program on a radio station that's on the island and around the south as well. He's been around for many, many years. Mm-hmm. He's a big boss producer. That was one of the songs that he actually co-wrote. It was a number one single, and there's a connection to the Isle of Wight. Michelle Keaton was another member of the band. Is that right?
No.
Let's have a look then. Michelle, Kerry Katona, that's the word lady. Natasha Hamilton and Liz McLarnon as well. They were Atomic Kitten. Yeah. And I'm just having a look, see if we can find that album that you were on about. They couldn't have had many albums, could they? Studio albums, Right Now. Was it that one?
No.
Or was it Feel So Good?
I have no idea. It's a long time ago.
Or was it Ladies' Night? It was Ladies' Night. Was
yeah.
Hang on, I'm going to tell you, I'm tracking it down.
Ladies night.
And the feels
yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Got a question here, Josh.
What's your favourite place on the island?
My favourite place on the island? My bed. That's my favourite place on the island. What about you? I've got a lovely bed, it's nice. What about you? What's your favourite place, Banana?
The beach.
The beach?
Yeah.
Which beach?
Any. Yeah.
All right,
on
okay.
On the island.
Tide is High. Mm. It was, Feel So Good.
Ah.
So that was the name of the album that you first had on CD. Mm. Favourite place on the island, Josh?
Braiding Downs.
Braiding Downs. I thought you were going to say Vectors Radio. Don't come in next week. All right, then. Thank you for your questions. We were expecting guests today, so we've got to be on our best behaviour.
Well, you can't do that because you don't know how to.
You've already let yourself down once already this morning, haven't you? we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back with Cher in Two Ticks. We've also got Lunchtime Social to tell you about a little bit later, and our record of the week, which is by Bishop Bridges. Stay tuned. It's a good song.